Welcome back to Frontline Health, your go-to podcast for the latest insights into healthcare and wellness. Today's episode is a critical one. We're diving into a topic that affects millions worldwide, but often goes unnoticed until it causes significant harm. Vitamin B12 deficiency. Here are just a few scenarios that may surprise you that are linked to a vitamin B12 deficiency. A 35-year-old male starts wetting himself and can no longer walk steadily or grip his hands. An 8-month-old baby stops responding to her parents and can't sit up by herself. A 20-year-old female becomes severely depressed and attempts to kill herself. A grandfather in 3 months' time went from being a runner to a depressed, confused man diagnosed with dementia. A female in her 20s is struggling with fertility. A 2-year-old child exhibits severe developmental delay and is diagnosed with autism. A 54-year-old female experiences paranoid delusions and violent outbursts and is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. An 80-year-old man develops balance problems, falls, and fractures his hip. A ballet dancer who's undergone a cosmetic surgery ends up nearly unable to walk. And a senior citizen whose doctors attributed his repeated falls to many strokes. Hopefully, these scenarios have piqued your interest just a little bit about this incredibly important vitamin. As we get started looking into B12, let's understand what vitamin B12 is and why it's so vital for our health. Our bodies rely on 13 essential vitamins to function, and B12 plays a unique role among them. Unlike other vitamins, vitamin B12 contains a trace mineral called cobalt, which earned it the name cobalamin. It's crucial for energy production, nerve function, and the formation of red blood cells. However, what sets B12 apart is that it's exclusively found in animal-derived foods, which makes it a huge challenge for vegetarians and vegans to obtain through their diets alone. So what is the prevalence of B12 deficiency? Shockingly, studies suggest between 6% and 20% of the population may have insufficient B12 levels. It seems this number is pretty consistent across all age demographics. However, one particular study showed a staggeringly 40% of hospitalized elderly patients had low or borderline B12 levels. Moreover, it does seem that age exacerbates this issue, with individuals over the age of 40 facing an elevated risk. And despite its prevalence, B12 deficiency often goes undiagnosed, which leads to a cascade of health problems. So what exactly can happen when your body lacks adequate B12 levels? The consequences are staggering. From neurological disorders and mental health issues to cardiovascular risks and developmental disabilities, B12 deficiency leaves no system untouched. Here are just a few conditions associated with a B12 deficiency. You could have premature aging, multiple sclerosis, mental illness, stroke, heart disease, hyperhomocysteinemia, developmental disabilities, learning problems, cancer, impaired immune function, autoimmune disease, infertility, autism, Alzheimer's disease, early Parkinson's disease, diabetic neuropathy, chronic fatigue syndrome, and increased inflammation. But perhaps the most concerning aspect is its silent progression, which masquerades as fatigue, memory loss, or even depression. So how do you know if you're at risk? You've got to keep your eye out for really 12 warning signs, like first, the loss of balance. When your body's low on B12, your sense of balance can be completely thrown off and the ability to move well may be hampered. Second is dizziness. If you have frequent bouts of dizziness and vertigo, that can indicate a B12 deficiency. You may experience a feeling of wobbles when you get up too fast after sitting for long periods of time, or you may feel lightheaded when you climb up or down stairs. Third would be numbness. Being low on B12 not only lowers your blood pressure, but it also disrupts the production of healthy red blood cells, reducing oxygen supply to your extremities of the body, which can lead to that pins and needles feeling. And we've all had the pins and needles feeling if we sit too long, but this is a scenario where maybe you haven't been sitting that long and you still get the pins and needles feeling. Fourth would be yellowish skin, kind of like jaundice. We know that when your B12 levels dip, red blood cells become fragile and they start breaking down into bilirubin. Bilirubin accumulates first in the bloodstream and then in the skin, which gives that yellowish hue. Fifth would be poor vision. If you start to experience blurriness or double vision, even though you don't have an eye disorder, chances are you may need some more vitamin B12 because it is extremely important in regards to the optic nerve and being able to transfer that information and signals from our eye to our brain. Sixth would be muscle weakness. This can occur when your body doesn't have enough vitamin B12 to make red blood cells, which transports the oxygen throughout your body. And as a result, your body's cells aren't getting the oxygen they need, which makes you tired and weak. Seventh, shortness of breath. Again, because of the effect that a low level of vitamin B12 can have on your blood's capacity to supply organs with enough oxygen, it can lead to constant fatigue. In addition, vitamin B12 is one of the vitamins required for converting the sugar from your food to energy. So a B12 deficiency can slow down your body's sugar metabolism and drain your energy faster. Eighth would be memory loss. A deficiency of B12 can cause moderate dementia that resembles the first stage of Alzheimer's disease. Seniors and older adults may assume they're suffering from Alzheimer's, but it could actually be a B12 deficiency. So always a good idea to get your B12 levels checked. Ninth can be an inflamed tongue. A red and swollen tongue can be a signal that your body's low on B12. The inflammation can make your tongue look smooth as all of its taste buds begin to kind of stretch out and disappear. 10th could be depression. Since one of vitamin B12's jobs is to regulate the level of dopamine that we have in our body, which is the neurotransmitter that helps us feel good, that deficiency could make us moodier than usual. And although they're not real sure how vitamin B12 influences illnesses like depression, they have had some studies that actually show depressed patients have reduced B12 levels in their blood. 11th, stomach problems. If you have a B12 deficiency, we know that the cells in your GI tract aren't going to be getting enough oxygen to allow it to have its normal function, which leads to digestive problems like bloating, diarrhea, loss of appetite, and weight loss. And the final piece you want to look at is hair loss. When that oxygen supply is reduced, which we have already heard B12 does, it's going to affect all our cells, including our hair cells, which can cause premature thinning and hair loss. And if you take time to really begin to look at what's going on in your body and you recognize these red flags, you can take some proactive steps to address potential B12 deficiency before it escalates to being a serious problem. And fortunately, there are steps you can take to combat B12 deficiency. And whether you recognize the issue is from one of the red flags or you're just being proactive to avoid this issue altogether, it's essential to prioritize your B12 intake. First, it's important to note that if you're a vegetarian or vegan, B12 is going to be a difficult vitamin for you to get in your diet. And that's because, as we mentioned earlier, it comes from mainly animal sources. The best sources of B12 in our diets comes from organ meats like liver. It also comes from poultry, seafood, dairy products, and eggs. And if you're a vegan, seaweed, yep, you heard me right, seaweed may be an option. And of course, the final piece would be supplementation. It's important to note, even if you're not a vegetarian, however, you may need to take on supplementation because of absorption issues. Sometimes these can be due to genetic or health reasons like gastroesophageal reflux or GERD, Crohn's disease or celiac disease, or it could be due to medications that you're currently taking, such as proton pump inhibitors, antacids, nitrous oxide, which you get basically laughing gas before you go in for surgeries, ulcer drugs, some diabetic medications, drinking alcohol on a regular basis, and recreational drug use. All of those can deplete your vitamin B12 levels. Finally, you may have a genetic mutation which diminishes your body's ability to break down B12 that you have in your body, called methionine synthase reductase, or MTRR, and methionine synthase, or MTR. So no matter what your reason for reduced levels of vitamin B12, it may mean you need to change your diet and start taking supplements to address these issues. However, it's important to note that not all supplements are created equal. When you turn to supplements, cyanocobalamin often emerges as the go-to choice because it's so cheap and affordable. It's typically in all your multivitamins because they can get it in there, and it's also in all our fortified foods. But the truth is, that synthetic variant has a huge catch to it. It discharges minute cyanide traces when it's metabolized and can pose a risk for those with specific health concerns. It's also a big issue if you're a smoker, because for some reason, there's a chemical reaction between those who smoke or the chemicals that are in cigarettes, and it helps release even more cyanide and creates a greater poisoning opportunity. Really, your safest bet is to go with methylcobalamin, which is a natural B12 variant found in our gut, or its equivalent, which is adenosyl cobalamin, which is also a viable option that will ensure optimal absorption and effectiveness. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that knowledge is power when it comes to your health. Stay informed and be proactive, and this will help you safeguard yourself against the silent impact of vitamin B12 deficiency. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about other health-related topics, you can go to centurionlabs.com or subscribe to the Frontline Health Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, go out today and take ownership of your health, because no one cares more about your health than you. Until next time, take care and stay healthy.